Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Over the summer, quite a few whiskey distilleries have paused or stopped entirely making product. Killarney Distillery has already gone into liquidation. At the heart of this trend is the uncertainty caused by tariffs from America and the fact that younger adults are simply drinking less alcohol. My next guest thinks there is still a lot to play for. James Doherty is the founder of the Slieve League Distillery, which makes the Ardara brand of whiskey, and is sitting in front of me with his bottle, in fact. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit more about Ardara.
So Ardara is a distillery based up in Donegal. We focus with a profound sense of place on only peated whisky. So we're highly distinctive, very differentiated compared to the rest of the Irish category. And going as well as you can in this current environment, really.
So you've started laying whisky down, but the product you have in front of me is a three-year whisky, is that right?
That's right. We crowdfunded the distillery in 2020, built it through 21, and we've been making whisky ever since that. So 21 to now, which is 3 years old. So our first release of the Ardara single malt, heavily peated, grains in, very focused on a sort of a very Donegal take on Irish whiskey.
That's interesting. It's heavily peated, which is usually associated with Scotch whiskey, as in has that smoky flavour. Irish whiskey tends not to have that.
And that's a modern affectation, if you like. Irish whiskey used to be much more differentiated regionally, and we've tried to pull that back and make something that is specific to Donegal, not really specific to Ireland, if you like. So we lead with Donegal and follow with Ireland, and Donegal was all peated at one time.
Are you worried about this new tariff environment that we're in?
The tariff environment, I'm worried about uncertainty. Uncertainty undermines confidence, and that gets in the way of everything. I think the tariffs that are there will undoubtedly impact how much whiskey is sold in America. It probably has a bigger impact on the big guys rather than us.
Yeah.
But it will change the market. You will see prices go up and therefore consumption go down. And for us, it's about focusing on other markets. So we've diversified away. We work much more closer to home, looking at Europe, looking at markets that we can influence more cost effectively. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, this sort of agreement yesterday, or the framework as it is, that will give us a bit of certainty. And hopefully the government continues to push on getting zero for zero. I mean, you can't make Irish whiskey in Kentucky, and you can't make bourbon in Donegal.
So. Yeah, and whereabouts in Donegal is it?
So we're in Ardara, which is on southwest Donegal, so just beside the Slieve League Peninsula there.
Oh, lovely. What about the fact that younger adults, Gen Z and millennials, simply aren't boozing as much as slightly older people?
That's true. There's some big mega trends that look that way, but also whiskey's always been a slightly older drink. It's a drink that goes with your palate when your palate develops a little bit later. Mm-hmm. So it's an issue, but people are drinking better. And that lends itself to things like ours that are sort of authentic from a particular kind of place. Mm. And they have a story that people can play with. I think so as these Gen Zs grow up and get into other flavors and other styles of drinks, mm-hmm. then we believe they'll come to single malt Irish whiskey, and particularly peated.
Okay. And in terms of getting access to your product, will you be selling it in a supermarket or online, or how will you be doing it?
So it's online on our web shops already, but I think the specialist retailers are for us are really important. So whether it's the Celtic Whiskies or the JJ Foxes or Dicey Riley's up in Donegal or the Friend at Hand in Belfast. So specialist retail, where bottles are essentially hand sold by experts to people who are genuinely curious about the category. That's our primary route to market. But ultimately, you'll see it over time, I think, if we're successful, you'll see it moving out to more mainstream distribution.
You don't have a visitor centre. Quite a few distilleries have made a big deal about having a visitor centre to make it not just to make it a bigger, wider experience. You've done away with that idea.
We to preserve kind of cost, really. Capital was tight, so we decided not to build an all singing, all dancing visitor centre. You could absolutely do a tour of a working distillery and have a taste and visit the shop. But we're very fortunate that the town of Ardara, which we're 100 metres from, is massively well endowed with hospitality. It has 3 cafes, 5 pubs, 4 churches. Why would we do hospitality?
And what's the population of Ardara?
Gosh, it's under 1,000. So yeah,
and they've got 5 pubs,
and thriving too. It's a town that's given to festivals. It puts a lot of time into sort of hospitality and friendship and welcome. And we don't want to compete with that. Mm. You know what we do? I want to be judged by making exceptional peated whiskies and be another draw for a great town.
You've had a very famous visitor, one of my favourite actors and comedians, Bill Murray.
Bill Murray came to see us. He was playing golf at our local course, and we did a tasting for him and his family. He's actually a gin hound as well, which is quite interesting. He has his own vodka brand.
Do you make gins as well?
We do. My wife, Moira, is a gin distiller, and we have Andulaman, which has five seaweeds in. So we have smoky whiskies and savoury gins, which is unusual in Ireland. And actually, more recently, we had General Ortega in last year.
General Ortega?
Jenna Ortega from Wednesday Adams.
The actress, yes.
Yes. So she came to visit us last year when it was raining.
They're filming now the second series, aren't they? They're
just finished. It's just released. So she was filming when she was here, and it was a day of rain, which is not uncommon in Donegal. So she wanted an indoor attraction. She came to see us.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck with it. It's an interesting environment to be launching a new whiskey product, but you have an interesting product. That's James Doherty from the Ardra at
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.